Every day, about 65,000 cars pass through the intersection of 36th Avenue and the new Seward Highway. Most of them are headed north or south. DOT reports that the intersection is the most congested in the state, meaning the most likely to cause delays, and there are about 50 reported accidents there each year. Since 2012, they've been working on a plan to fix the problem. Project manager Sean Holland says they've narrowed it down to two options for redoing the roads and running the highway above 36th. He says the major issue is that the distance between Tudor and Benson is only about a mile.
There's not enough room in there for traffic to weave, for entering and exiting traffic from the highway to make a safe and efficient movement.
That means both potential options will have new types of intersections underneath the highway. Holland says they could be confusing for drivers at first.
Most people that are coming from out of town or just going through town don't really use that intersection. So we're thinking that, you know, all these alternatives are a little bit unconventional, that people will learn them pretty quickly. It'll take hopefully one or two times. You know, I think if you make the wrong turn the first time, that the second time, I think you'll be able to pick it up.
One major difference between the two plans is that one has left exits and the other has right exits. Neither plan allows drivers to get on the highway at 36th and go north. Holland says it couldn't be safely done. Vehicles will have to take different routes, like Latouche or Denali.
It's probably going to put some more pressure on those intersections. Our models showed that with the increased efficiency that we're going to find at Seward and 36, that those other intersections will operate at an acceptable level.
At the moment, the project is only half funded. DOT has $36 million from the state legislature. They'll need between $50 and $70 million to complete it. Holland says the department would like to start the two-year construction project in 2016, but it will depend on funding. They're accepting public comments during an open house on June 16th at the Lusac Library. They're interested in learning things like how the different plans impact bicyclists and pedestrians. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.